This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American drone. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. surveillance drone was flying a mission over the Black Sea.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says two Russian fighter jets flew near the drone.
It is not the first time, certainly in recent weeks, that there's been intercepts. It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Matt Lee explains in an AP interview that it's not uncommon for the U.S. to fly drones in the area, that the downing is a major issue.
Don't expect that this is going to rise to the level of some kind of major conflagration, direct conflagration between the two sides.
Honduras's president says that her government will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. She said in a Twitter account Tuesday that she instructed the Honduran Foreign Affairs Minister to start negotiations with China and that her intention is to expand the borders with freedom. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and Castro's announcement represents a change of its diplomatic views. China claims self-ruled democratic Taiwan as its own. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces what analysts say is his biggest electoral challenge in May elections by a man many call the Turkish Gandhi. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, leader of the country's main opposition, CHP party, announced his presidential candidacy in early March. He promises sweeping reform to curb the power of the presidency and return parliamentary democracy. But critics point out that the softly spoken Kılıçdaroğlu lacks the fiery charisma of Erdogan. However, analysts say February's deadly earthquakes are a political game changer, with outrage rising over construction failings and allegations of a slow government response. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Hundreds of Israeli writers, artists, and intellectuals have called on Germany and Britain to cancel upcoming visits by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying that his plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system has put the country on a destructive course. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana announces that the legislation to weaken Israel's Supreme Court was accepted by a parliament vote and will be passed to the Special Committee of Amendments. Israeli demonstrators blocked roads to government offices in Jerusalem the following day. The move gives Netanyahu's coalition control over the appointment of the nation's judges. They say the plan is a long overdue measure to curb what they see as outsized influence by unelected judges. But critics say the plan will destroy Israel's fragile system of checks and balances by concentrating power in the hands of Netanyahu and his parliamentary majority. I'm Karen Chamas.
An unrelenting cyclone, Freddy, that is currently battering southern Africa has killed at least 56 people in Malawi and Mozambique since it struck the continent for a second time. Authorities in both countries have confirmed. Local police said that 51 people in Malawi, including 36 in a financial hub in the center of the country, have died, with several others missing or injured. Authorities in Mozambique reported that 5 people were killed in the country since Saturday. The cyclone lashed over Mozambique and Malawi over the weekend and into Monday. It is the second time the record-breaking cyclone, which has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February, made landfall in mainland Africa. Facebook parent Meta will slash another 10,000 jobs and will not fill 5,000 open positions as a social media pioneer cuts costs. Company said Tuesday will reduce the size of its recruiting team and then make further cuts in its tech groups in late April and then its business groups in late May. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.